29 million Americans are going to see their tax return delayed, according to the IRS.
Yeah, the announcement comes just 2 weeks from the May 17th filing deadline. And the pandemic makes for interesting circumstances for taxpayers. We're joined now live by CPA and business owner Dan Giltrude to help answer questions about this year's tax season. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So we're hearing that some 29 million returns are being held up while the IRS processes them manually. What is the holdup here?
Well, the IRS is significantly understaffed. If you go back to the beginning of the tax season, you weren't permitted to file a tax return until February 12th. That was a couple weeks late to start with. So with the IRS having less manpower than they need, with limited resources, everything is simply getting delayed.
Dan, real quickly, this is obviously a stressful point for a lot of Americans. When we're talking about stress, you think about tax time immediately. Now you couple in possible delays by the IRS. What's the best way right now to get through this time?
What you really need to do is make sure when you're filing your tax return, you're doing it electronically, and you've also put your banking information so that you can get your refund wired directly into your bank account. That is the quickest way to get your money, and you're helping the IRS help you.
Let's go through some of the issues that are affecting people this year and how it could impact their taxes. What if you, for example, lost your job? Do you have to pay a tax on stimulus checks or unemployment you've received during that time period?
Stimulus checks are not taxable by the federal government. And as far as unemployment goes, they have created a space of non-taxable unemployment up to $10,200. So that is helpful that people who did lose their job, need the help, are going to be able to get some tax-free money in their pocket.
As we continue to talk about unique situations that happened in 2020, what if you had to take out money of your retirement fund to pay for living expenses? Usually there are big penalties. Do we have an exception?
Yes, we do. Under the CARES Act for 2020, you could withdraw up to $100,000 without the tax penalty. And there's even better news. If you are able to pay that back, within a three-year period, you would actually be able to file an amended tax return and get your taxes back as well. So withdraw the money, get it paid back within a three-year period, no penalty and no taxes.
And we know, unfortunately, so many people have lost businesses over this past year. What if you owned a business that went under during the pandemic? Are there any special measures to help out in that situation?
Well, the tough part about this is when businesses go under like that, there's not exactly a safety net for them. What these businesses will have to do is look at favorable lending terms, perhaps from the Small Business Administration, to be able to get money, to be able to get back in business as quickly as they can.
What if a relative or older child moved in with you because they were impacted by COVID? Are there situations where you could get a credit on your tax?
Yes, and let's remember, personal exemptions went away with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. So now what you're left with is being able to get qualified dependents, either a qualified child or a qualified relative. So you could be eligible for tax credits. Tax credits are great. Why? Because they reduce your taxes dollar for dollar. So when you're having your tax return prepared, make sure you bring up the fact of who's living with you and who you're supporting, because you may be able to get a dollar for dollar reduction of your taxes.
All right. Super helpful information in a very unique tax year. Dan Giltrude, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.